Tantor Audio presents The Cursed by Alyssa Day. Narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. 2 a.m., Central Park, New York, on top of the Ramblestone Arch. Getting stabbed is hell on the dry cleaning bill. Luke Oliver looked down at the silver blade stuck between his ribs, and then up at the only person still alive who'd known him back when his name was Lucien Olivieri.
I'd kill anyone else for that, Maestro.
He pulled out the knife, wincing as it scraped a rib, wiped it on his jeans, and then put it in his pocket.
You didn't want it back, did you?
The other man, his face hidden by the shadows cast by his fedora, laughed. His laugh sounded like rock being crushed beneath a giant's boots and was just as appealing. Luke suspected the Maestro knew it, too, and used it as one of a lifetime's worth of weapons.
Consider it a gift. And I was just checking,
the Maestro said.
When silver starts burning you like acid. I know the terms of my own curse,
Luke said, cutting off the reminder, beating back the past.
What do you want? I have a job to get back to. Still doing those jobs, trying to save the world from your hideaway in the dang dingy corners of Bordertown.
It was Luke's turn to laugh.
No hideaway, a crappy office. And I'm only trying to save one person. The world can go to hell for all I care. But right now I'm too busy to reminisce about old times. We didn't have any old times. We were on opposite sides. Your mother was a thug. Even enemies have old times. And my mother was an aristocratic thug. Never let it be said that Lucrezia Borgia didn't do her murdering with class.
Luke countered as he silently watched a trio of gangbangers smelling of cheap booze and...